failure at work, yet less than a year later, you'll find that you're about as happy as you were before. Of course, there's a reason for this. From a Darwinian perspective, evolutionary psychologists argue that this characteristic has its roots in our remote past as a species. It was an adaptive feature that helped us survive. Thus, if someone was permanently happy from some success or accomplishment, in a perpetual state of bliss, that would tend to extinguish one's motivation for the continued development of new skills, for growth and progress. It would kill initiative. On the other hand, if people are naturally inclined to become permanently depressed or discouraged from a failure or loss, if months and years passed and it continued to hurt every bit as much as it had on the day it happened, again, that would be disabling and would reduce the odds that that individual would survive, pass down their genes, and become an ancestor. This is why, as the Dalai Lama reminds us, we need a balanced life. No matter how satisfying our work is, it is a mistake to rely on work as our only source of satisfaction. Just as humans need a varied diet to supply a variety of needed vitamins and minerals to maintain health, so we need a varied diet of activities that can supply a sense of enjoyment and satisfaction. Recognizing that the principle of adaptation is normal, we can anticipate and prepare for it by intentionally cultivating a full menu of activities that we enjoy. Some experts suggest that one can start by making an inventory, taking a weekend to make a list of the things you enjoy doing, your talents and interests, even new things that you think you might enjoy if you tried them. It may be gardening, cooking, a sport, learning a new language, or volunteer work. Any activity through which one can develop and exercise skills. So, if we go through a slow period at work, we can turn to our family, our friends, our hobbies, and other interests as our primary source of satisfaction. And if we shift our interest and attention to other activities for a while, eventually the cycle will swing again, and we can return to our work with renewed interest and enthusiasm. Chapter 5, Job, Career, and Calling. We met again the following day. You know, yesterday, in discussing the link between work and happiness, you mentioned that sometimes we need to stand back and keep the bigger picture in mind. That reminded me that so far we have identified some of the more common sources of dissatisfaction at work. Factors such as boredom, lack of autonomy, feeling that one is unfairly compensated, and so on. And you've also discussed some of the sources of satisfaction, factors such as human relationships, or even potential sources such as challenge, which you mentioned depends on the individual. But in a broader sense, I'm wondering what you consider to be the most important factor. What factor plays the greatest role in influencing our happiness at work? The Dalai Lama remained silent. From his expression of deep concentration, I could see that he was carefully considering the question. Finally, he replied,
"When we are talking about work, our goal, the most important thing or goal, is a sense of fulfillment from one's work, isn't it? So in seeking to gain a sense of fulfillment from one's work, I think one's attitude is the most important thing. Yes, attitude toward one's work is the most important factor. I think that, and also self-awareness, self-understanding, those are the key things. But of course, as we discussed, there can be other factors as well. One's emotional makeup, the level of one's emotions, such as jealousy, hostility, greed, and so on, can play an important role. For example, if someone gets a job, and if the person has a sense of inner contentment, and also is